BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Absalom's Defeat.
The Lord caused Absalom to ignore Ahithophel's advice, even though it was better. This wise counselor wanted his king to send an army immediately to chase after David that very night, hitting him while his people were weak and tired. Hushai knew this plan was brilliant, so he quickly gave the king a different plan. He advised Absalom to wait and build a large army and personally lead it into battle. Absalom said, "We'll follow the advice of Hushai." When Ahithophel heard this, he knew David would win the war. So he went to his hometown, set his affairs in order, and hung himself. Because of Hushai's advice, David was prepared for war by the time Absalom had gathered a large army and chased after him. Absalom placed his cousin Amasa over his men, and Joab, another cousin, organized the army of David. David laid out a plan of action to fight the army of Absalom. He divided the army into three parts. He gave one-third to Joab, one-third to Abishai, and a third to another commander. He said to his men, "I'll lead you into battle." They said, "No, stay in the city. One of us could die and no one would care. Half of us could die and no one would even notice. But you're worth 10,000 soldiers. Stay in the city." So the king stood beside the gate while his troops marched out. He said to his three commanders, loud enough so everyone could hear, "For my sake, be merciful to my son Absalom." David's army marched into battle in an area called the Forest of Ephraim. His army defeated the army of Israel, but more people died because of the forest than by swords. It was a slaughter, with over 20,000 men dead. Absalom was riding his mule when he realized he was near some of David's men. He turned his mule around and rode away quickly to escape. Suddenly, his hair got caught in the branches of a large tree. It pulled him off the mule, and he was left hanging mid-air. David's men saw him hanging there and went and told Joab. He said, "What? You saw him hanging there and you didn't kill him? I would have paid you 10 pieces of silver if you had killed him." They said, "We wouldn't kill the king's son, even if you gave us 1,000 pieces of silver. We heard what he said. He wants us to spare his son. If we had killed him, the king would find out, and you would let us take the blame." Joab said, "I'm wasting my time talking to you." He took 3 spears and went to where Absalom was hanging. He and several of his guards surrounded Absalom and killed him. Joab then blew the ram's horn, and his troops stopped chasing the army of Israel. Absalom was taken down from the tree and thrown into a large pit there in the forest. They then piled large stones over his body. With that, all the men of Israel went home.
Come back next time to hear the second part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.